4 in QT Mobile, ready to check. Anyone available for a radio check? Down in Powdersville, just thought I messed up my handheld Motorola and I wanted to do a check.
You're real scratchy into the repeater, but you're readable.
Put it in service mode to check some numbers and I think I've made a mistake by doing that.
Well, I don't know how to help you on the Motorola, so... hopefully somebody will come back here listening that knows how to help you.
No big deal. I can go into software on the laptop and reset everything, but just wanted to reach out and see if I was hitting the repeater and if I totally messed that up. Thank you, though. KN4NQT, I'll be clear.
KN4NQT, was it, Wes?
That is correct.
Good to hear you, and hopefully you get it fixed pretty quick and easily. KO4HKX, I'll be mobile and monitoring.
Okay, Patrick, N0TR, passing Greer Memorial Hospital.
I hope you and Miss Bernice are having a good day.
We're taking some eggs down to Amy's house, and we still got plenty. And then we went to Aldi's where somebody scratched the side of my car with a basket. Thank you.
You love that.
Wishes I was there to chew their butt, but no joy on that, but it's not all that bad. I can touch it up with touch-up paint, I think. No biggie. Didn't affect the running anyways. How's your day going?
Okay. Just same as the rest of the week. It's been slow this week. Shops are standing around, not doing a whole lot.
And they had a call from Toyota Greer. I had my battery changed the other day, and they wanted to, you know, how they go through their all their 101 checks or something, and of course, they found that I needed an alignment and, I don't know, a couple of things. And I had the oil change while I was there and because it was free. And she just kept nagging me. I said, ma'am, I don't need the car aligned. I said, when I get tires, I'll get it aligned. And until then, it's going just fine. Because they get about twice what a normal for an alignment. And the job shops have the same laser equipment as they do.
Some of the shops I go into are using 1980s alignment machines.
I know Sims down there where I have a lot of things done. In Duncan, they have the laser thing, because I've watched them do it out there. That's pretty slick.
Hunter Hawkeye Elite system, it's nice.
And that's the good part about it.
And hey, I got your message last night, but I did not have time to dig one out for you.
I was just looking up there on the shelf at my little collection of cartridges. And I was thinking that 260 Win Mag was a 223, and it's not. So, you know, that little line of shells I got up there on the shelf, it's just a fun thing. I got them all the way up to F-16, 20 millimeter, but... I used to load those 260 Remingtons I think it's Remington, not Winchester, for my brother-in-law in the old days, and I had an inert cartridge there that it was up there. They're very similar, just looking at it from a distance. But I need to get one of those. That's the most popular cartridge in the world.
Now, Now, do you want one of the 223 and one of the 556, or are you good with just one?
Oh, just one. And it's too bad you don't have one that's been fired and then stick another bullet in the top of it. That's what I do with most of those that are inert. But you got to have the dice for it, of course. But I don't know, really. I used to know the difference in them, Patrick, but I've never had a desire to own one of those. I thought it was just velocity, not a difference in bore. And I doubt if you can tell the difference.
If it's any difference in the bore as much as the pressure, the load on it. Because I know you do not put a 223 or a 556 in a 223 because the chamber won't handle it.
Sure, you know, the SAMI requirements and that are a little different. I used to shoot 224 bullets in 22-250 for many years. And, boy, that's a good cartridge, too. It's very similar to the 223 and the ARs and that. And velocities are higher, though. The 22-250, you can run it out to about, used to be, in the books change, about 38-50 foot per second, whereas the 223s, around 3,100, I think.
Not sure. I'd have to look all that up. I do not have that stuff memorized, for sure.
I did a lot of it. And the 223s were 31 to 3,300 in that area, but that 22-250 was a hottie. I never loaded it that hot. I'd load them down to 3,500, and you'd get better accuracy out of them. There's just no reason for loading them any hotter than that. And most of those in that caliber are effective out to about 300 yards, and beyond that, they just don't have enough knockdown power left. They leave the barrel around, with a 55-grain bullet, they leave the barrel at around 1,700 foot-pounds, I believe, if memory serves me right. And you compare that to an 06, they got 2,700 pounds at the muzzle, roughly.
I like my 30-06. If I'm going hunting, that's my go-to.
Versatile, and as far as I'm concerned, best cartridge in the world. It's taken everything in North America.
Like I said, that's my go-to when I'm going somewhere.
About the 06, Patrick, is in the old days, anyways, you could load anywhere from 90 grains to 220 grains, which was ridiculous. When the best thing to gauge it by is if you was the military guys buying the cartridges, you'd want to buy the best for your people out there. And those were 172 grain Botil full metal jackets. So anything in that area to that rifle twist, which is, I believe, 1 in 10, anywhere around 150 to 170 grains or 180 is perfect for the 06.
Roger that. I shoot, preferably, I get the 180 grain Corlox is what I like to take with me.
Yeah. And you know, 30, 40 years ago, you could load better cartridges than you could buy, but that's not the case anymore. They're perfect. They got the right ballistic coefficient, they got the right sectional density. They just are perfect. And now there's some variations, but it's very little. It's minimal. They really got her down pat now. Where I see variations is in 22s, in those Remington Corlocks. I know during the COVID days when cartridges were kind of scarce, I bought some, and I had some from even before that, but you'll be shooting and bang, bang, and it'll go pop, and the quality control was crappy.
For HKX.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, I mean, what wasn't quality control crappy around that time period?
Yeah, and you know, there's a guy in a wheelchair out here in the safety lane on Highway 14. Just past that hospital down here. Just before you get down to Pelham Road, and I guess it's Pelham and it burns you out. That's scary. Poor guy. Yeah, in my lifetime, I never did have a couple of 22 cartridges fail in my life. And now it's not uncommon at all.
And like I said, it's just the quality control. But at the same time, you get rounds that are more consistent because they're not loaded by hand. They're done by machine. So you get rounds that are more consistent, but every now and then you get that odd one that makes up for it.
Ernie's just laughing here. There's a Jeep ahead of us, and then there's two hands sticking out of the back end of the Jeep by the spare tire there. Looks like they're in red blood or something on them, and she got tickled by that.
Decorate their vehicles sometimes around this holiday. I've seen people riding around with skeletons in the passenger seat and all kinds of stuff so far this week.
Yeah, fun. I don't like it. It's gory. I don't like scary movies. I don't like horror movies. I don't like Halloween. Bah, humbug.
It's like you're getting old or something.
I ain't talking. You're making her laugh.
That's right.
Well, I get a laugh out of it, but it's just not one of my favorite subjects, and I resemble that, Patrick.
He's called AGE, catches up with all of us, so don't feel bad.
Go on. This is kind of cute, though. We're still behind him here. I don't see any blood dripping out. I guess he's going to the dump to get rid of the body or something.
I have it dragging behind them. I've seen that, too.
Seen some funny ones on the back end of things. Won't go into that, but I haven't seen too many with bodies hanging out, but a few. People got a weird sense of humor anymore. Oh, my. That had probably stopped you back in our days. Well, where are you working at today?
I'm out here on Wade Hampton today. Right now I'm sitting here waiting on the Snap-on guy to get here so we can go eat lunch at Josie's.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good place there. Right there at the corner of the cutoff end and old Rutherford Road or whatever it is.
We park over here at the repair shop that's closed down because both of us have permission to be on the property. And that way we don't tie their parking lots up. And so it just works out good for us.
Car cut through there one day, and there was a big line, so I tried it. And when you get to the other edge of it, there's a great big cavity there where they've taken the grade out of it.
Seen one blow two tires coming through here. He come through a little hot, though. I'm surprised he didn't take the whole front end out from under the car.
It be, 12 or so inches wide.
It's at least that. I know when they didn't have grates on it, I rolled through it in the tool truck, which, you know, the tires on here are big enough, so I don't have to worry too much about it. But you still had to go through it slowly. You would definitely feel it.
That time I went very slowly and never again. But that other car in front of me got on through there pretty quick. Oh, well, shouldn't have done that anyways. It would have been my fault. I don't know if they done that on purpose or not to keep them from doing that.
Then on purpose, the owners of the building come out here and warned me and Billy about it. We're like, yeah, we already know it. The homeless people been stealing it and selling them for scrap money.
Do that with manhole covers back up in Kansas at times. Wow, you'd be guilty of murder on some of that. I mean, I hit one on an old Cushman Eagle one time, and it was just one about, 10 inches in diameter, and in one hand and wide open in the other hand on my scooter, and I went right over handlebars and slid about 200 feet. It just said water on the top of that one. That was no fun at all, but I had a crash helmet and a leather jacket on, so just got a little road rash. Patrick went down with the daughters. I gotta take these eggs in. I don't know if she's working from home or work. Probably work. Anyways, talk to you later. KO4HKX and 0TR73.
Tom, you and Miss Bernice have a great day, and good to hear you on here, and I'll see you this afternoon. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.